No, I think it's important to state that the Jockey Club has submitted its full estate for consideration in the local authority's local plan, following their call for sites for their housing needs in the area. So at this stage, we've responded to their call for sites when they're doing their Greenbelt review. But no, at this stage, it's a first step in a long process. The Jockey Club acts for the good of British racing and reinvests all its profits for the good of the sport. And when this once in a generation opportunity came around, felt we had a duty to really consider it and whether the potential capital that could be realised at Kempton could be reinvested in other areas around the industry. It was a difficult call and one we gave serious consideration to, but one we felt was in the interests of British racing. Kempton's actually a very profitable racecourse and will continue to be so. It's certainly business as usual at Kempton, but with regards to the unique opportunity, I mean, there's a huge unmet housing need in Spelthorne, and with Heathrow expansion as well, that need's just got greater, which prompted the council to review the Greenbelt, and therefore it is a unique opportunity for us. I think the important point here is that at this stage, what we've done is submit a response to a call for sites, and there's an awful long way to go before we seriously start, so not least planning permission needs to be agreed before we start talking about whether Kempton will actually close or not. Well, today the Jockey Club unveiled a £500 million investment into British racing, and Kempton Park Capital, should that be realised, would be a significant contribution to that. And you'll see a big investment in Sandown Park Racecourse should development happen at Kempton. That would include investment in the facilities, the track, and in prize money. There'd also be, we wouldn't close Kempton Park without another all-weather track in the group. We're looking, tentatively looking at Newmarket on the doorstep of one of the biggest training centre for horses in the country. So the investment would be also nationwide. There would be investment in jumps and all of the racecourses we've got around the group, and we'd see contribution to other good causes like the racing welfare as our charity. So a pool of different investment opportunities within the industry, and I think the stewards who act on behalf of racing and have felt that this is certainly an opportunity which is for the good of the sport.